Beautiful. After a little bit of technical difficulties, man, I don't know if we paid our internet bill because things are spinning, you know, like the old 12 baud modem days, you know. That's what our internet sounds like here at CKW. And it can be kind of annoying, to be honest with you. But anyways, there is a set number two in the books. And that one was an actual Folk Fest one, as we are celebrating. Well, it's our Folk Fest aftermath party. And I had a great time at Folk Fest, despite the absolute extreme heat. But man, was it ever fun and good. That's for sure. Oh, my, everything is, hold on. My headphones are cutting out now. What could go wrong next? Stay tuned. Hold on. Check it. Oh, no, I made it worse. Okay. Oh, there I am. Okay, good. I'm back. Oh, maybe we'll just live with the cutting out thing. It's better than nothing, which I just created somehow. But all right. So set number two is in the books. Quite a bit of local. Quite a bit of Canadien in there, that's for sure. So we just heard The Secret Beach with a song that is kind of near and dear to my heart. It's called Buying You a Garnet Amp. And back in the day, we were just starting a band called The 500 Pound Furnace, which is a heavy metal band. And and me and Dr. Doug, I don't know what the hell we were doing. I think we were just trying to buy snacks at like a little, I don't know if it's a grocery store, more of a bodega type of thing. And it doesn't exist anymore. It was in West Winnipeg. And anyways, it was this weird combination of you could buy like, you know, a bag of chips. You could get like a slush puppy. And oddly, we bought a Garnet PA from that place, along with our slush puppies. It was incredibly bizarre. We walked in there. We'd never been in there before. I don't think we even knew it existed. We were like, what the hell is this? Let's go in. And yeah, they had like, it was almost like a pawn shop, along with like a little, you know, a little family owned corner store. And we look over and there's a Garnet amp. And it was actually not a safe amplifier. Yeah, we received a few electroshocks from that one. So when you actually first turned on the Garnet amp, you know, to plug in your stuff, we were just plugging in microphones at that point, and we had a couple of old monitors kicking around, and you had to be real careful because you could get a really good shock, and we did, we both did. Being in a band is a dangerous business, but anyways, we Buying You a Garnet Amp is on a record called We Were Born Here, What's Your Excuse? Hell yeah, from Victory Pool Records. Great. I was going to try and get The Secret Beach to do an interview on the weekend, but everything fell apart when the heat just burned my face off. So anyways, someone who wasn't giving interviews, sadly, was the lady whose new record called Good Buddy I absolutely adore and love. I'm talking about Fontaine. She didn't do interviews for the Folk Fest, which is kind of cool, but I would have liked to talk to her. Maybe one day we'll see if we can get her on the CKW. We'll see what happens, but what a great song. It's the song that wraps up Good Buddy, and it's called Land Back, and of course that was released this year. It's a self-release by her, and amazing. She was also part of that Neil Young tribute workshop on Sunday at the Folk Fest, and I missed it by an hour or so. And I probably could have made it if I really rushed, but there was no rushing in the 47-degree heat. I was just, you know, shuffling my way up the through the parking lot and up to the Folk Fest grounds. I was like, let's just take it easy and conserve some energy because this is going to be a tough one. And it was tough, even though I only went for the evening like a big baby. But Billy Bragg was at 6 o'clock, and I made it in plenty of time, and we'll play some Billy Bragg and talk about him later, but good grief, it's fantastic. Anyways, Boy Golden before that, featuring Cat Clyde, Cowboy Dreams, from Boy Golden's record called Best of Our Possible Lives, 2026 Six Shooter Records. I ran into Liam, and I was talking to somebody at the main stage, kind of almost backstage main stage, and all of a sudden Liam comes walking out. I'm like, hey dude. And he's like, hey man, what's up? And yeah, he was I think he was heading to the food tent to grab some grub. And he had just finished that Neil Young set along with Fontaine. And Ian Blurton was there. Aaron Goldstein was the host of it. Oh, gosh, there was a whole bunch of awesome people at that workshop. I think Tinge was there, I think, is like a huge cast. And, it would have been cool to see. But again, it was so hot. I just couldn't do it. I just couldn't pull myself to do it. But unfortunately for me, I was really, really trying for a Kat Clyde interview, and it never happened. I actually didn't speak with Kat. I spoke with her people, or her person, who was absolutely kind. And she said, oh, I passed the interview request on. But she said, listen, I don't know if they're going to have time. And which is fair, because I missed Kat Clyde. Kat Clyde played 3 times at the Folk Festival, and I didn't see any of them, which is crappy. But still, Mud, Blood, and Bone is one of my favorite records of 2026, and we heard My Love off of that record just now. So, and off the top, it was 2 in a row from one of my favorites, Kathleen Edwards. We heard Little Red Wagon from Billionaire, which I suggest you download or hopefully purchase or whatever you got to do. Such a great record. Of course, Kathleen's talking about the Leafs sucking, and the Leafs are probably my least favorite hockey team on planet Earth. So when I heard this song at first, like a month or whatever ago, or you know, it was longer than that, I guess, but I was like, oh man, the Leafs suck. That's a good line. So there you go. And that was put out in 2025 on Dual Tone Records. Again, it's called Billionaire. And off the top, nostalgia kicked in when I was at Main Stage. I photographed Kathleen's first 3 songs, and then we get our butts kicked out of the pit. And then shortly after that, she played the song that we heard off the top. It's called 6 o'clock News, from basically her breakout record called Failure. And yeah, she talked a little bit about that too in her was it her pre or post banter about that song? I can't remember, but anyway, she talked about how that song really, really helped her break free, not only in Canada but the United States and across the pond even. So there you go. So there goes set number 2, and it's 111. You know what it was? Oh, I should make a wish. I will make a wish. Okay, there we go. I just looked at the clock on the little computer here, and it was 111.11. So there you go, 111.11. So my dreams are going to come true, everybody. They're going to come true. Not the way it works. All right. Well, listen, let's talk a little bit, because our next set's going to feature possibly the 2 biggest bands. That's art. It depends who you talk to. But for me, the 2 biggest names at the Winnipeg Folk Festival ended up being Angine de Poitrine, who are on a major heater, I'll tell you that much, and Goat, who are absolutely a spectacular band from Sweden. And anyways, so Angine was on Friday night, and I didn't get pit access to shoot them. They only chose certain people to shoot them, and from what I understand, it might have been mostly Folkfest photography crew, which is pretty cool. I actually spoke with one of the fellas that was filming them, and I actually saw him on a YouTube video filming, you know, like doing his thing, which is pretty cool. So he was doing it for the Folkfest, so I don't know what's going on with that footage. Like, I'm not sure if they're going to release, because he told me he was shooting video too, so I'm not sure. Maybe they have to get it cleared with Angine before they can put it on the website or put it on their social media and stuff like that. But anyways, stay tuned for that, because they had photographers all over the place at pretty much every stage. So it was pretty cool. So stay tuned for that. But yeah, and I ended up getting, like, first of all, I've never seen the Big Blue Stream. Stage, which is the nighttime alternative stage. So they have Main Stage going, you know, with all your kind of regular, you know, artists. I guess calling them regular is kind of wrong, but you know, maybe a little bit more mainstream artists on Main Stage, and they're big artists too, like they're world renowned usually and whatnot. And then at the side stage at the Big Blue Stream at night, that's when the weirdos come out, and yeah, and that's where Angine de Poitrine ended up playing on the Friday night, and my God, I've never seen it that packed there, ever. Like, it was jam-packed. Like, me and my little crew were pushed to, like, way to the back. And so that's why I'm claiming that Goat was my champion of all the bands of the weekend, because I actually got to go up in the pit and film or photograph Goat, and the energy that they were doing was off the freaking planet. I was freaked out a little bit. Like there's two women lead singers, and they're all in masks, so you can't really see who they are. They never use their names in anything, in interviews, nothing. No one knows who they are. And they came on and they destroyed it was insane. I can't even describe how crazy it was up there. Like I forgive me, I can't remember her name, but we kind of chummed up. She was doing photography for the Folk Fest for her thing, and I was doing it for CKW, and we kept running into each other, so we were like blah blah blah. And I remember after we did our three songs for photography for Goat, and we both left the stage and went out into the open air again. And we were both freaked out. Like, we were both like, I think she was like, holy crap. And I was like, oh my God. We were so freaked out by those first three songs that so much energy. And the crowd was just losing their minds. And it was amazing. So when we got out, I started watching the crowd a little bit. And the crowd was just going insane. And so they should have. The energy that Goat put out were incredible. But back to Anjean, I've seen a lot of videos out there, and the full concert is out there, folks, for the Folk Festival performance by Anjean de Poitrine. And there was talk going in that maybe they wouldn't play as hard or something I heard some people say, I don't think they'll play as hard for the Folk Festival because, you know, the Winnipeg Folk Festival is, small time compared to whatever they were talking about. And those people were exactly incorrect, because if you watch the YouTube videos, I mean, they ripped it. They just went crazy as well. But the reason why I think for me, Goat were, a little bit better is because I got to go up to the front, for them. And it was just insane energy. But for Anjean, we were way far back and stuff. So a little bit of the energy was lost, but they still had it. Even where we were standing, we were like, holy crap. And people were dancing all around us, including us. And we were losing it. But I could have used a little bit more volume back there for Anjean, but I think they had to keep it at a certain decibel level because they can't interfere with main stage, right? Like they can't just crank it up and do whatever they want, right? So anyways, I'm declaring Goat my band of the weekend, but Anjean were freaking incredible. It was super cool to see them. The vibe was electric. Like before they came on and people were all gathering, and we're talking thousands of people in this little big blue stream stage. I mean, that was incredible. I think that's the last time we're all going to, be able to see Anjean de Poitrine on a little stage like that. I don't think that's... I know in Ottawa, I think it's for the Blues Fest or something, they changed Anjean from the small stage. They originally had them like in Winnipeg where they're on a smaller stage. They moved them to main stage, but in Winnipeg, they couldn't do it. Main stage was all booked up. So incredible to see them on such a small stage. Incredible to see Goat like right up close and personal. I mean, I'll go through the rest of the list that I photographed, and then you can check it out on CKW_presents on Instagram if you want to. But anyways, incredible stuff. So let's get to it, man. We're going to play three in a row from Anjean and then three in a row from Goat. Good grief. So weirdos, smoke them if you got them, I guess. And it's CKW. It's 95.9 FM. The Night Danger. This is going to be a long set, by the way. The Night Danger radio show goes till 3 a.m. So buckle up. We're only like an hour and 18 minutes into it. So, yeah. Here's Anjean. Good God.
We'll be right back. This is Glub Shitto, and you're listening to Night Danger Radio on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. Toodaloo!
Hi, hippos. This is the Blue Hippo from Hippo. And Hippo has to say Hippo, your Hippo February 5th to Hippo 6th to Hippo 20th. Hippo support Hippo 95 Hippo 9 FM Hippo.
CKUW 95.9 FM, Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada.
But now, huh?
Who brave and young ones unite in oneness, remove the old jealousy and anger or hatred among us, and unite together. We are not to do bad to the world. Our duty is to do good for the world.
Amen.
My goodness. CKUW 95.9 FM. Yeah, it's the Night Danger Radio Show. Boy, that was a long music set there. Good grief. But perhaps my two favorite bands of the Winnipeg Folk Festival, which just wrapped up, and over there at Birds Hill Park in the blistering hot heat. And but yeah, those two bands did not disappoint. We're talking about Goat from Sweden and Angine de Poitrine from Quebec, Canada, who are the newest music sensation, I would have to say. But we just heard three in a row from Goat. We heard Goat Milk from a record called Oh Death, which came out in 2022 on Rocket Records. Before that was Under No Nation, again from Oh Death, and The first goat song from that set was Goat Fuzz, all one word, from Requiem, which came out in 2016. All those are Rocket Record releases. And that's hard to say. Rocket Record releases. Rocket Record releases. That's not that bad. Not that bad. Then we had three in a row from Angine de Poitrine. We heard Ababa Hotel from Volume 1. That one came out in 2024. And originally it was self-released, of course, but now that they've blown up into the stratosphere. They're being released by a label called Spectacles Bonsai. Interesting. And two in a row from Volume 2, which is the latest 2026 release from this insanely awesome band. We heard, I don't know how to say this, UTZP. Nope. That's probably incorrect. But anyways, that's from Volume 2, and off the top, it was Fabinec. Again, Volume 2, 2026, Spectacles Bonsai. And now I think that release on both vinyl and CD, I'm talking about Volume 2 by Angine, is widely available, including right here in Winnipeg. I know Into the Music had a bunch of copies on both methods, CD and vinyl, and I'm almost certain that everybody else in town, and I'm talking about the independent record stores. We have a lot of those in the city. And so go out. I actually don't own those yet, so I've got to get out to either Into the Music or Winnipeg Record. And I should spread the love around, because I love all my independent record stores. And by the way, just remember that if you do have your Friends of CKW card, meaning that you did very graciously give us some moolah this year to help keep us broadcasting, which worked out really good. I think we hit our $60,000 goal, for Pete's sakes. Again, thanks to you folks. You get 10% off at, like, we have 8 different independent record stores where you're going to get some percentage off your purchases. So, so get out there and buy. Support your bands for sure, because, my goodness, It's important, especially, and I shouldn't say especially, but don't forget about your local bands. Don't just buy the big Angine de Poitrines. Make sure you buy your local people and keep them going, because they work their butts off and they make incredible music. We have an incredible local music scene in this city, I gotta say. And better yet, get out there and see some shows, have some fun. Yeah, definitely. So, anyways, let's do this, because we're way over time. It's nearly, it's about 2 minutes to 2 o'clock in the a.m., and golly gee whiz, we have not done CKW weather yet. Too much music and not enough weather.
Weather!
Yeah. Oh, there's a new one. Yeah, that's interesting.
Weather!
Weather. It's kind of tinny, though.
Weather!
Yeah, let's try the other one. We'll see if I can find it. Yeah, weather. Nah, never mind. I can't find it. I'm too lazy for that, so.
Weather!
All right, CKW weather, whether you like it or not. Mixed bag here. It is currently in Winnipeg, still 22 degrees. With the humidex, it feels like 27. It feels nice out, though, folks. It feels nice. What's the wind at? The wind's only at 7 kilometers right now, but it feels really nice out. So if you're able to sleep in tomorrow, maybe, you know, head out in the porch or something and hang out, because we know what's coming in a few months. Ugh. We're supposed to go down to a low of 19. There's a 30% chance of showers. For Wednesday, I should say, which is technically today, 30% chance of showers remains. It looks like it's going to be cloudy, almost for sure. And the high is 27. Yikes. Pretty good. And 18 is the low, with a 60% chance of showers for nighttime. Good grief. Although the gardens and the lawns and I'm sure maybe not the farmers so much, because of all the damn rain we got in June, but our gardens and stuff could probably still use a little sprinkle here and there. And that might happen, because Thursday, July the 16th, is a 60% chance of showers. And then definitely at night for Thursday, it's going to rain. And it just says periods of rain and 18 degrees. But then on Friday the 17th, we're back to a mix of sun and cloud and some hot stuff, 28 degrees, 17 and clear at night. Beautiful.
You're listening to University of Winnipeg, CKUW 95.9 FM.
Complete moon at nighttime, very sun, and we're looking at 19 and complete moon at nighttime, very nice. And Sunday the 19th, that's the day the Winnipeg Blue Bombers play, 29 degrees, a mix of sun and cloud, and then at night, Well, we're looking at maybe some showers, man, on Sunday night. A 60% chance of that. But then on Monday, I guess those showers clear out. Mix